You're listening to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in different races. Today, we're talking with Abby Sorrells, the Democratic candidate for McLean County Coroner. She's running against incumbent Republican Kathy Yoder, who did not respond to several interview requests. We'll begin with an opening statement. Abby, do you want to tell us a little bit about who you are and why you want to be coroner?
Sure. First, Dana, thank you for having me today, and thank you to WGLT for giving us this forum to be able to speak about our campaign, especially during COVID when we aren't able to do as much right now. So my name is Abby Sorrells, and I am a candidate for McLean County Coroner, and I am a wife and a mother of three awesome kids that are 12, 15, and 17, and I'm a board-certified nurse practitioner. And my nursing background is primarily in emergency and flight nursing. So I have a lot of critical care experience and dealt with a lot of traumatic events with families in my previous roles. I have my master's in the science of nursing, and I served in the Illinois Army National Guard. The reason why we decided to settle in McLean County is because the schools are awesome. There's a lot of opportunities to do activities with our kids and for ourselves as husband and wife. So we love the area. And I decided to run for coroner because I've been approached multiple times because people knew I was interested in it. And I was looking to serve my community. And I just think I have a lot to offer the office that would be some improvements. And so I look forward to being able to do that for our community.
What do you think is working well in the current coroner's office, and what would you want to address or do differently?
So I think the coroner's office does have a lot of great aspects. Our coroner's office is very lucky in that it's one of the few in our area that do autopsies. So we have an amazing forensic pathologist, Dr. Denton, who I don't think we could do as much as we do without him. We do a lot of autopsies from the surrounding counties. So Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, and McLean County, they're the only ones that are doing autopsies for a lot of these surrounding smaller counties. So I think that we do well in providing that service to those counties.
So the coroner's office is a unique position in that it's elected, it's partisan, but unlike some other elected officials, you're not doing the kind of traditional representative casting votes on behalf of constituents. Talk a little bit about your political philosophy and how that would play into representing or reflecting voters.
So I don't think my political philosophy plays into this role in any way. I think that it's very frustrating to speak with people who don't even want to discuss what your plans would be for the office based on your political affiliation. And I have a conversation with people a lot about how this holds no political power. We need to be investigating who we're voting for in these, particularly the countywide roles, because our political affiliation does not play a role in how we will serve our community. So for me, and for the role of coroner, I think that people need to really be doing their homework, asking people in the community, have you dealt with the coroner's office? And if so, what are your experiences? Because what we need in our office is not a political affiliation. We need someone who is going to care about our community, who's going to be compassionate and professional and be able to carry out the duties of the coroner. And I don't think that political affiliation has anything to do with how they would do in that role.
What would your approach be to building and retaining qualified staff within the coroner's office?
The very first thing that I would like to do, and I've mentioned this before, I would like to work with the county board in working at reducing the salary of the coroner. And a lot of people get upset when I say that, and you know, you deserve this money. And I agree that it is a demanding job and it requires a lot of time. But one of the things that gets overlooked is a lot of the staff in that office have been on a salary freeze for several years, while the role of the coroner has continued to get these increases in salary. And so there has been a big turnover. In fact, in a 6-month window, there was all of the staff, 100% turnover in the full-time staff. And a lot of that had to do with the salary and the work environment. And so I think that if we can increase their pay, you know, I looked back at over the last 10 years of the budget, they're not making much more per year than what they were making 10 years ago. So I think it's important that we pay everybody a fair wage in that office, because that's going to get you more qualified staff that are going to be committed to that role.
This is 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. You're listening to an interview with Abby Sorrells, the Democratic candidate for McLean County Coroner. I'm Dina Vollmer. Abby, what community health issues do you feel passionately about, and how would you address those issues as coroner?
I feel passionate about a lot of community health issues. For me, my number one passion is for drug dependence issues. I personally have experienced that within my family. And so I've seen the struggles that, you know, the person who's suffering with that dependence issue has, as well as the family around them. So drug dependence is my number one priority. I also think that suicide prevention and overdose rates need to be looked at, as well as our mental health access. I think that our county does a really great job and has a lot of good resources, but there's only so much that we can do. I think that it would be important to work with other organizations like NAMI. We really need to have more mental health professionals within our community, and that's where we're lacking right now, is there's just not access to those things. So those are things that I would like to work with organizations, and I've talked to people who serve on the board for NAMI, and I would just love to see there be more psychiatrists and psychologists here that are accessible, not only for adults, but our pediatric population. Right now they're having to go to Peoria, and even that is hard for them to get into those services. So those are some of my pressing issues, as well as some issues like heart disease. I mean, there's a lot of modifiable factors. So, you know, a lot of outreach about exercise and healthy eating and smoking cessation. Those are all things that we can do to just improve the overall health of our community.
And COVID-19 is obviously front of mind for a lot of us. Is there a role that the coroner's office can play in community education and mitigation efforts?
I really do think that that is a role they could play. You know, when you are a nurse and you are, especially for a higher level nurse, when you have your master's degree or your doctorate's degree, you have that background to be able to provide good education, good evidence-based practice. And that's what we really need is, you know, there's so many rumors about, you know, do I wear a mask? Do I not wear a mask? And does it cause more health problems? But, you know, as a health professional, I have that knowledge and have that ability to pull out that evidence-based practice information and relay that to the community. And I think that we have needed a health leader in this situation. This has been a crazy time. And I think just having somebody to step up and say, this is what we need to be doing to move our community forward, to keep businesses open. We need that in our community. And I think that a coroner who has a medical background most definitely has the ability to do that.
So the coroner deals with a lot of different people. There's law enforcement, there's members of the public, people's family members, and then also the media. Do you want to talk a little bit about what your approach would be to managing those relationships?
So having been an emergency room nurse, I've worked with a lot of these people before. I've worked with members of the community and law enforcement and EMS. And so I already have a very good relationship with a lot of these agencies within the community from that interaction in the emergency department. I think just prioritizing who you need to be talking to, a big open communication with families, keeping them up to date. This is, you know, if you're dealing with a coroner, it is a terrible time for you. You're not dealing with a coroner for, you know, an average death. There's a lot of investigation and questions and consoling that needs to happen when you're in that role. And so the coroner needs to be able to prioritize and manage all of those different aspects, while still providing compassionate care to the members of our community. And that's one thing that I really want to focus on when I get in office.
And there are set fees that are set by the state for the public or members of media to request records from the coroner's office. That includes things like autopsy reports. Do you think that lawmakers should lift those fees or allow discretion on whether to change them to remove a barrier to public access?
I am not sure if we should lift the fees, but I do think that it's something that there should be some discretion. I have never had to request any of these documents. So I reached out to some people in our community who have had to do that. And they said that was one of the most frustrating things for them was, you know, they had to request 5 or 10 or more of these documents. And it was very timely and it was costly and it was stressful, because they had to have a document for each life insurance policy and, you know, all of the different aspects in their parent or their family member that they were dealing with. So, you know, if you're working with someone who's on a fixed income, that's a lot of money for them to put out. And I don't think it should be a revenue stream for the coroner's office. I think that there should be some discrepancy on waiving fees in order to give, you know, at least the citizens what they need for the documentation for their insurance companies and things like that.
Let's move to closing statements. Abby, what else do voters need to know about you?
So I just hope that people take the time to get to know me as a candidate. I think that, you know, a political label is not the end all be all in this position. I want someone to do their homework and vote for somebody who is going to truly speak out for them and be their voice when they need one. I feel that right now my opponent has never been held accountable for her actions and she avoids certain organizations. We need to be able to speak to what we've done in our office and to come out and answer to the things that we have done. And if people have questions, you should be available for an answer for that. So I'm running because I want to serve all of the residents of our county. I want to be available to everybody at any time. If you have a question, if you want to request an inquest and you have a valid reason for that, I don't think we should be turning families down for those reasons. So at the end of the day, I just want you to vote for a coroner who you know is going to serve you and be there for you if you ever need them.
That's Abby Sorrells, the Democratic candidate running for McLean County Coroner. She's running against Republican incumbent Kathy Yoder, who did not respond to several requests for interview. Hear all our election coverage at WGLT.org or online at the WGLT YouTube channel. I'm Dina Vollmer.